Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, Zach. I was calling because I received an offer with a reservation code, and I just wanted to see what that was all about.
Sure.
For our business.
Do you have the offer in front of you with the reservation code by chance?
Yes, I do.
Cool.
Could
you read it back to me just 4 digits at a time, please?
Sure. And can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you. Very crystal clear.
Okay. Perfect.
That number is 2411.
Okay.
1901.
Okay.
0010.
All right.
6377.
6377. Just one moment, and I will pull up the information that we have on file for your business.
Thank you much.
And I am not speaking with Gwen, am I?
No, you're speaking with Dennis Terry. I'm the chairman of the board.
Okay. And that is We Care Adult Services Incorporated, correct?
We Care Adult Services, yes.
Okay. And then real quickly, we're kind of dealing with a new phone system here, so we've had a couple dropped calls in the past a week or so. What would be a good number to reach back out to you in case the call does drop?
Well, actually, you can call me on my cell. I'll give you my cell, and that way you can just call me directly. My number is
240-676-2626. Perfect. Okay. And I just want to confirm, is the business still at the 1717 Largo Road, number 100, at Upper Marlboro? Okay,
yes.
Great. And then the classification for the business, is it a proprietorship, partnership, LLC?
It's a partnership. It's a corporation. It's incorporated.
Okay, a C-Corp or an S-Corp? Or?
It's a S-Corp.
S-Corp. Perfect. And then lastly, what would be a good email address in case I need to send you out any information today?
gterryd@gmail.com. That's gterryd@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Perfect. So what you had received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit for you.
Okay.
So, were you looking to bring on some capital or some equipment or a little bit of both? Or
It was capital. Really want to just infuse a little bit into our operation, do some things around some marketing and so forth. So, this is capital infusion.
Okay, so just kind of help with the growth of the business?
The growth of the business. We're looking to expand and so forth. So.
Oh, great. That's always exciting.
Yes.
So you're seeing a tremendous build-up in business in the past couple months, or has it just been slowly, steadily building? Or?
Well, in our area, we're in Maryland, and we actually do business with District of Columbia as well, and they just have their program where we actually get services from. They just had it approved.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the year, so they're really expanding. They really have to do a lot, provide services for a lot of patients, and since we're licensed with them,
mm-hmm.
we're just in the position to really just do a lot more business with them. So
great. So what does your business do? Specifically.
This particular business of ours does. We actually bring, it's a medical adult daycare.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with that or not?
Slightly, yes. I used to work in the medical textile industry and sales, so we did, did some business with facilities like that.
Okay, yeah, well, basically it's programs where people can come through during the day with medical conditions, and then they go back home in the evening. So that way they can actually stay in the community,
mm-hmm.
they can remain community-based and that things, things of that nature. And then, we have the professional resources here, doctors, nurses that actually work with them, to keep them managed during the day.
Great. It sounds like a great business, for the community.
Yes, yeah, it works really well. It definitely works really well for the community. So
nice. And so with regards to that, you said that you're looking to for some operational capital. Was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you were looking for?
Well, we was looking for about $350,000.
Okay.
It looks like you guys can go up to about $250,000.
We can actually go up a lot larger than that. With our working capital program, it's actually based on the sales of the business to the year previous. We can lend up to 15% of the top line revenue. So whatever your sales were, you know, we could do 15% of that. Do you happen to know what you guys did in sales last year?
Yeah, $2.5 million.
Okay. So yeah. You know, we could definitely get near or get you that the 350 that you're looking for.
It's
now
right, it's right around, it's hovering right around that number. Right?
Yeah, yeah, just teetering on it. So, was this an immediate need, or are you just kind of in the preliminaries of figuring out?
It's an immediate need, and one of the things that seemed attractive about your bank was that you said you could do it pretty quickly, within 48 hours. But it sounded like you could do it pretty quickly.
Yeah, you know, it's a very quick turnaround. We have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of bank statements just to check on the cash flow. We would look at the last year's tax return just to kind of confirm the numbers and sales. And then if you had any other working capital loans, you know, things of that nature, if you know, provide those contracts, and that would give us the snapshot of the business that we need to make the best offer possible without, you know, creating a burden as well.
Okay. Working capital. Okay, we don't have any other working capital loans.
Perfect. That's even better.
You said that you were. What were the three things you said you were looking for? Okay, the bank statement. So you're looking for stuff like that. Okay, good. So that's easy to get to you. And
yeah,
are you looking for obviously you're looking for the most current bank statement and so forth. So
we yes, it's a cash flow based.
I got you. That shows revenue coming in and so forth. No problem.
Sure.
That stuff is ready to go, so that's not a big deal.
Perfect.
What is the interest rate for products like this? Is that based on?
So we would look at time and we look at time in business. We look at cash flow. We would look at actually credit as well. How would you rate your personal credit?
My personal credit, I guess 700 or something like that, over 700.
Perfect. So that would definitely work in your favor as well. So with time in business, credit, cash flow, you know, all these things, it sounds like on the up and up. So that would definitely help with regards to the rate. Rate starts at about 10 cents on the dollar because it is an unsecured loan. So majority of the risk is on our side.
Wow, 10%? You guys did a 10% loan. Okay. So let me ask this question.
Sure.
Is there any penalty for early payoff or anything like that?
No.
For example,
there is there's a reward. We have a multitude of programs. Some of our programs, we forgive 25% of the remaining interest for early payoff. We have other programs where it's 5-6% of the remaining balance is forgiven. So it's actually, it's rewarded for paying off these loans early. So there's no penalties.
So say, for example, if I got this loan, you guys can do it pretty quickly, within a week or so, something like that. I don't know.
Yes.
And say the interest rate, let's just say for, practical purpose, just so that we can understand, 10% loan.
Okay.
We could actually, if I had this loan for, say, maybe about 3 months, and I paid it off, there could be some money I could get back off of that 10%, like could that amount have gone down a little bit lower, like to 7.5% because I paid it off early?
Well, that would be the trade-off. So you're on the right track there, as far as that's concerned. So, it's usually after 90 days is when you can pay it off early. So it would.
So you got to keep it for at least 90 days.
Yes, and then once you hit that 90-day mark, if you wanted to pay it off,
by all means. Without no penalty, if you pay it off prior, it doesn't make sense to pay it off prior to that.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So anytime after 90 days, you can pay it back off. So it's like a real short-term loan, which is good, which is what I'm really kind of looking for. And how much does it cost? How much does the loan cost?
As far as fees or
fees and so forth, processing fees, you know.
So there's just one fee. It's a $250 ACH fee, and that's for setting up just the transaction. So we would draw from your account either on a weekly, monthly, or daily basis, and that would be the fee there. Other than that, it's pretty straightforward.
You have to draw from the account directly. So we got to set that up where you do it directly. And then that, okay, no problem there from your bank account. Got it. Okay. Well, let's see whether or not this could work then.
Absolutely. You know what I can do is I'll put together the list of things that we would need to take a look at. I'll just shoot that out in an email. I'll attach the application as well. My direct dial will be on there. So if there's any questions during the information gathering process, you can always reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you might have.
And what's your name?
My name is Zach. And then, I'm sorry, what's your name again?
And my name is Terry.
Terry, got it. So Terry.
Zach.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Zach, I was going to say, the other thing is, so you can actually process this. How long, on average, does it take to get a determination of whether or not you can do the loan? And then, if you can't, how long does it take for you to deposit money?
Sure. Into the account? I can, 9 times out of 10, I will have feedback for you within 24 hours. So we can have an approval for you in 24. Once we go over the terms of the approval, you feel good about everything, we would get a voided business check and a copy of your driver's license, print out documents. That'll take a couple hours, get that over to you. And as soon as we receive documents back, it's usually 36 to 48 hours we have funds into your account. So we can definitely wrap it up inside of a week.
Okay, good. Okay, well, one of the things that, and also I guess I would like to try to go here because this is really going to be a short-term loan for us, to be honest with you. After 90 days, I'm going to pay this off.
Okay.
So I would like to see if I can whatever get the max, if it's 15% of whatever our gross sales are. I would like to see if I can just get $300.
The maximum amount possible.
15%, right.
Yeah.
But obviously, you get the taxes and all that kind of stuff, and then you see what revenue is slow is looking like and so forth. I got you.
Yeah, and underwriter has their algorithms that they got to put stuff through as well. So it's a little bit of a process. But I'll get that info out to you in 10 minutes here, and then as quickly as you get it back to me, I'll start going to work for you.
Okay. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it, man.
Terry, I appreciate your time today. It was great to meet with you and speak with you. And, we'll talk soon, and we'll get you all set up.
Thank you very much, Zach.
All right, Terry. Take care, and keep your eyes peeled. That email will be coming in about 10 minutes.
Okay. I'm looking for it.
Cool. All righty. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.